Jason's a big immigration guy. I don't know if you guys know this, but big.
Just really leans into that immigration law.
In Indiana? Okay.
Build that wall waterfalls. That's what they call them up there. Hello and welcome to episode 502 of the podcast. I'm your host, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy, and we're committed to educating you on things that entertain but do not matter.
If you want to find out more about these hypothetical pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast, and we're on Twitter at Podcast Pod. No blue check.
We never had one before, to be honest, though. We didn't. We wanted it.
We're definitely not going to pay for it.
We wanted it, but now we don't want it that much. It's ridiculous.
No, $11? Okay.
So confusing, this stuff. Thanks for joining us this week, as we're going to be snake drafting fictional characters most likely to be canceled if they existed in real life. I promise it's going to be fine. It's going to be good.
Most concise title of an episode ever. Okay, but before we do that, if you were here in January, then you know we offered a fun Patreon incentive. Knox, Aaron, and I did deep dives on all 8 Harry Potter films, which included my favorite segment called Jamie's QTNAs, because I had a lot of Qs, and I have a great A, but I had never read the books or watched
You know what my favorite part about that is? I like the idea of her in her house, like a pen to tongue, being like, oh, I've got it. I've got the A.
I'm a marketing professional. Okay, listen, I'd never read the Harry Potter books or watched the movies before we did this recap series. Spoiler, I did love it. These 8 episodes were an incentive for folks who signed up to be BFOTs at the annual level. Now, also as a BFOTs, you get the More You Know pop culture news episodes 3 to 4 Mondays a month. You get a monthly Ask Us Anything live stream. You get a monthly Cinema Side Piece episode. This month's Cinema Side Piece that comes out Friday is 21 Jump Street. You also get bi-monthly pilot program episodes where we watch an older and new TV show's first episode and we deep dive it. Y'all, Knox picked the May new TV show pilot. You're not ready. That drops on May 5th. And then we do a bi-monthly What Should I Watch Next, where BFOT send in shows they love and shows they don't, and we curate a list of what they should watch next. Plus, you get access to 12 months of archived audio and video content. Now, why would you want to be an annual BFOTs? Well, you get a month free, plus no recurring charges. It's the most cited reason by the almost 5,000 patrons who are annual supporters. So one time, no longer think about it. Plus, we're bringing back the Harry Potter incentive for 3 days only, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. Seriously, only these 3 days. So if you are already an annual BFOTS or you become an annual BFOTS by Friday, April 28th at midnight Pacific Standard Time, then you will receive a magic code via Patreon DM to download all 8 hours of Harry Potter goodness. You can stream the Harry Potter films on HBO Max or your own personal DVD collection like Aaron. Simply click the link in the show notes or head to knoxandjamie.com/annual and get all the details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, Jamie, it is time to do the most, be honest, how did you feel when we were kicking this idea around? When it was like, we're going to snake draft fictional characters most likely to be canceled if they were transported to the real world.
Listen, at first I was like, yay. And then I was like, oh no. I got a little nervous because, you know, our listeners can be I would say 99% of our listeners are like, love you guys forever, heart eyes. And then there's 1% that's like, how dare you? And they always want to tweet at me. And so it's tough. I know that this will create chaos, but at least it will involve not just you and me.
Yeah. Well, and I'm hoping the Pythagorean nature of it, of like, we're just multiple variables here. I feel like that'll confuse each other or people enough to where they don't email about like a harmless joke about the Dalai Lama trying to suck people's tongues. You know, so that hypothetically, I just pulled that randomly from the inbox. So, you know, but in terms
of Walla, good luck to you with our email inbox.
But in terms of why are we doing this? What is the reason we're doing this? Jamie, would you like to share? You just share with me about like you don't have any idea why we're doing
this?
Well,
okay, two things. One, we have done an episode on cancel culture, and we will include a link in the show notes, and that is episode 359. So if you want to hear us talk about our feelings about cancel culture, you can go there and listen to that first if you like. And then you would put in the rundown, we have a shared doc that we work from, and in the rundown you would be like, it was like the NFL, this is like the NFL draft. And I was like, what does the NFL have to do with like fictional characters? I don't understand this. So I do not, I still, and I'm going to be honest with you, I still don't fully understand why.
Okay, I'll make it simple. It's real simple. It's a draft. We're doing a draft. There are prospects.
Were we supposed to pick sports fictional characters?
Nope. No.
It's okay. Well, mine might have a theme. So
both things have the word draft in it, and that's pretty much it. You know, that's where it begins.
Oh, man,
and
that's, well, you really phoned in that connection. Okay.
Yeah. You know, the most tenuous of segues is what I'm going for. So, but honestly, it's like my third favorite American holiday.
What are the first two?
Christmas and 4th of July. Those are my favorite. Easter's like bottom, like 190th.
Again, you have a Christmas birthday and you talk about how awful having a Christmas birthday is, but yet you love, so you don't love your birthday. You love Christmas.
You know what? You know what? I like people. I like Jesus and I like family, Jamie. That's just a little bit about your boy.
Lord.
You know, that's why I like Christmas.
Make America great again.
Sound clip that, Jason. Like isolate that and like just keep that. And that's called leverage.
Make America great again.
But I really like it. I know Jason Waterfalls, who's going to join us in a second. He really likes us. We have celebrated the NFL draft together for many, many years. And you and Aaron have your own real exciting plans this week. Jason and I have our own exciting plans to watch the draft together in person. So it's just going to be a great week.
Us being friends, doing things together. Yours is good and ours is amazing.
I would say yours is probably a little better than ours, but it's close.
We're seeing Taylor Swift. And listen, the rumors on TikTok are that our show is going to be like something's going to drop. Like maybe the new Speak Now. I don't know. I didn't even listen to that album the first time, so I don't know. Okay, joining us today. Very important. Are two of our team at the PMG. Erin Moon is our senior creative, and she survives over here at the podcast while thriving at our other podcast, The Bible Binge. Erin loves Robert Duvall, Brendan Fraser, and Zac Efron, no matter how weird they look in real life or for a role.
That's right. I stand forever.
And then also with us is our beloved Jason Waterfalls, who is an audio editor and company Slack hero. Jason loves F1, The Challenge, and Taylor Swift. No matter how weirdly competitive they get to win. Are you jealous that we're going to be, you want to come with Taylor Swift with us?
Yes, do you have an extra ticket?
I know. No, I do not have that much money. We do not have enough patrons to have that much money for an extra ticket. I'm so sorry.
Maybe next one day. Time. Maybe when we get to the Cumboys level. Who knows? Who knows?
You know what, though? You know who I bought the tickets from? Somebody who has NFL like premier seats at this stadium. And that is who I bought tickets from.
Okay, that's the way to do it. I thought you were going to say the Cumboys and like you know bring that full
maybe
circle.
Maybe he is one of the Cumboys. I don't know their. They I don't broke know their, up. I don't know their proper Christian name.
We already addressed this during the staff meeting. They broke up.
Did they break up or did one Cumboy leave and it leaves like a Cumboy minority?
Now it's just a Cumboy.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I like that less.
I definitely want more than one boy than just
it's
the
a,
one.
It's an addiction fella who's there.
Oh you know? My gosh.
You gotta believe that.
Or leave it. I don't know.
And you thought the thing that actually was going around was bad, and then you just said that with the Dalai Lama?
Who knows? Before we get into it, since we talked about the NFL draft, Aaron, I know you're a big draft head. Do you have who you think is going to be the second quarterback taken? Bryce Young's obviously going to be the first, but who you got? Who's on your big board? We haven't talked about this yet.
I like Joe Burrow.
Yep. He's good.
I like Patrick Mahomes.
You think they start over every time?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do they? Yeah, like they do fresh start every year. They got to get drafted
idea.
Every year.
No, because I think some people have contracts.
Then why would Joe Burrow have to go back to the draft?
No, well, I don't know if he does, but I'm saying
what I think
Aaron
was
like
doing
to do.
Well,
that.
She was just like landing the plane slowly, and she was like, "Here are the kind of quarterbacks I like," which is why I think C.J. Stroud's going to go second overall.
That's probably exactly what I was just about to say.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Is C.J. Stroud like Joe Burrow?
Let's see. If
not
he's
a person
cute.
That we're considering, but he's
look him up. Is he hot?
Stroud.
Look at that. Wait, can he be hot? Oh yeah, he's an adult. Yeah, look at him. He's hot.
Oh, he's cute. Like his name. His real name is Coleridge Bernard.
Absolutely not.
The fourth.
No, absolutely not.
Will Levis is the one who puts mayonnaise in his coffee and eats bananas with the peel on because he needs attention.
Should I start doing that for Tinder? Like post videos?
Yeah, go for it.
I bet you get a lot of dates if you eat the banana with the peel on. I bet you can.
Hey-o!
Sexuality is a spectrum, you know? Good luck to everybody out there. So we're so excited that Aaron and Jason are here with us today to snake draft. Because while, you know, three people in a snake draft is fun, four people make it a real party, I think. So big shouts to you all for making time for us. Do we want to draw for draft slots? I feel like Jason, you should get first pick. Aaron, you can have second, and Jamie, I'll give you third.
Why does he get first?
Ooh.
You know, this is more, I guess it's, he doesn't have like an office space, you know, designated for the podcast. Okay. So he's taking time out of his day.
I respect that. Just note for the audio, it looks like that Jason is inside that shed in Twister, but instead of knives, it's golf clubs.
Wow. Okay. Okay. No, for the audio, Jason does have an array of golf clubs. Are those decorative or do you use those?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever take them down?
Yeah, I do not. They are decorative at this point.
Do you get them off of Etsy?
Nope, they were my...
You can get golf clubs off of Etsy?
You can get anything off of Etsy.
Bananas with or without peel.
Bananas with or without.
They were my father-in-law's uncles handed down, and they were my grandfather's handed down, and then a couple of mine from junior.
What about the short? There's a really short driver. I don't know if that's like a three wood or five wood.
That was from when I was a junior. Yeah, it's gotcha. They're all real wood, though, so Jamie'd like that. But yeah, they're all real wood.
Careful. So, Jason, you can pick star, square, circle, or triangle. Which would you like?
Triangle. The strongest of all shapes.
You, my sir, have second overall pick.
Second, okay.
Aaron, you now have circle, square, or star.
I'm going circle.
You're going circle. You have the third overall pick.
Ugh.
So, Jamie,
okay, so you and I have the best picks no matter what, Knox.
That's what, you'll either get the first pick or you'll get the last pick.
And I like both of those a lot. Okay.
Okay.
What were my choices?
You have square or straw. I'm sorry, I said straw. I meant star.
I drew a straw on this piece of paper.
Is it three-dimensional? Star or square? Is that right?
Yep, that's right. That's correct.
Square.
Man, the amount of mental power that went into that pick, I'm fascinated by.
I'm always trying to think what your mind might think.
You have gotten yourself the first overall pick, ma'am. Well done.
That's right. And I know that Aaron and I shared some ideas, so I'm on snitching.
That's fine.
Now, I'm coming up. bringing up the rear, fourth overall pick. So without further ado, we will get started. So again, this is fictional characters that we feel like would be canceled if they did exist in real life. When we were pre-producing, there was a production note of like, if we're thinking in the universe of Little Mermaid, you know, for those of you who want to play at home, you wouldn't take someone like Ursula because she's already a classical villain who would probably get canceled anyway. You'd want to pick someone like Flounder or Sebastian, who are on the side of the protagonist, but maybe they're showcasing some traits or abilities that would not translate well into the real world. So like for me, at like Flounder, he's got that very innocent cherubic face, but he's very close to power. So that seems like someone who would send inappropriate pictures to like a minor to me, you know, and that would get him canceled in the real world.
And
that's kind
Flounder
of how
Flounder does cultural appropriation because he doesn't even look like a flounder.
Exactly.
He's just calling himself a flounder.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Their culture is not his costume.
Look, I looked up flounders to verify. He does not look like a flounder fish.
Yeah. I feel like flounders, don't they have eyes on one side? And he's got like the
they're
classic
like straight
like,
up front. No.
Yeah,
oh, they're
that's
not
ridiculous.
Cute. He's so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
That's well, Aaron, we're not here to talk about fish's bodies. That's not what we're doing here.
That's
we're
fair.
Just drafting
You're
fiction.
Right. I'm not trying to body shame him.
It's okay. So, Jamie, would you please kick off the first annual pick of the fictional characters who will be canceled in real life draft?
Okay, my first pick is, of course, Jim Halpert from The Office.
This is a great pick.
This is good.
Listen, Jim Halpert, and I know y'all are like, what? Oh my God, Jim, and he talks and he looks at me funny and then he laughs. Jim Halpert is a narcissist, okay? He's condescending to people of color, members of the queer community, those dealing with addiction and mental illness, which is all the staff at The Office, but still, he is very condescending to them. He's a bully. He's a bully to Dwight, who obviously has childhood beat trauma. You can't be mean to him like that.
No.
And then, of course, Jim Halpert is the original gaslighter from way back, right? He kisses Pam without her consent while she's engaged to another guy.
I don't think that's gaslighting, by the way, but okay.
Okay, convincing. we're not fact fact-checking my draft.
Yeah. Okay. That's just don't bring facts to feelings fight. That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying he would get canceled, but that's just sexual assault.
Listen, he convinces Karen from the Stanford branch to move to Scranton, even though he totally has feelings for the woman he sexually assaulted at the casino night. He takes all of, when they get married, he takes all their savings to buy his own childhood home, the dream of every woman to live in their husband's childhood home.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He doesn't
not.
Even tell her, and then she's supposed to pretend it's fine because she's an Enneagram 9. She does. And then he takes the savings again to invest in Athleap, the sports marketing company that sells to Converse, not even a top three sports company.
Can we just talk about the greatness of the name Athleap? That's a great, can we just
that's
agree
a
that's
terrible
a
terrible name. That's a terrible
fantastic name.
Horrible name. Athleap sounds like you have a speech impediment, like a little bit.
And honestly, on paper, Karen is a better option. Can we just say that? Can we all agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Oh, Karen. Yeah, because you know, Karen's 100%.
Because she could have like helped with Athleap.
Yeah.
But Pam, what's Pam going to do? Draw some art?
Yeah,
for it.
Basically,
did she draw the logo? Did she make the logo?
Did she? Embarrassing. Yeah.
What if she didn't though? If she did,
what if he was like, "I gotta find somebody to make this logo," and she's like, "I'm right here, Jim."
Yeah, but we just have to blind bid the contract. So I don't know. Give your best shot.
Jim didn't even drive in for her art show. She had to just be satisfied with Michael showing up and being like, "I'm here."
At what point, when you're engaged for over, let's say, 5 years, at what point is playing outside the sandbox with another gentleman like okay? At what time is that okay in the process? I'm asking a question.
Is this about sex?
No. I'm just saying if Roy isn't going to seal the deal and he's just content to like let it be like a 10-year engagement, does she have any rights here?
You sound like you're Team Pam.
I'm not. No, I'm definitely not Team Pam. You know, definitely not Team Pam.
You sound Team Pam.
I'm just considering the options here with old Jim. But I do think you make a compelling case, Jamie. I do think he is kind of the worst and he would be written up in HR pretty quickly. Like in the real world.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this, Jason, is this you?
Yes, it is. All right. For my first pick, and I think I'm reaching in the first round for this, but I want to secure this pick.
Okay.
And it is Wilson from Home Improvement.
<That's good. laughs>
Why are you always hiding behind that fence? Mm-hmm. Do you,
what are you doing back there?
Do you live alone? And if so, why are you grilling that much all the time? You're feeding people that you have captured and trapped in your basement.
Or you're grilling people you've captured and put in the basement.
Even worse, Maybe he's a meal planner. And he's like, look, I just got to plan these meals.
I got to cook these Hello
I got to make sure I'm in ketosis at all times, okay?
Kidnapping, murder, or just got the shipment of HelloFresh. You know, I mean, we don't know what Wilson's up to. But yeah, I think that there's more going on with Wilson than meets the eye. And like, who has this much great advice, but then, you know, never gets invited to anything, never shows up to, well, shows up sometimes to live tapings, but never actually comes on the show. Like there's something going on with Wilson that I believe is sketchy past.
There's a subtext of pedophile. Let's just say it. It's there. I'm not going to say it's because of the bucket hat. I'm not here to cast aspersions on the bucket hat. But that's a choice to wear a bucket hat and to creep over a fence. I think.
A bucket hat when it wasn't in style. Like now it's in style. But that was when it was like, you're a murderer.
Bucket hats are in style now?
Yeah. Youths like
the
a bucket
youths
hat.
Love a bucket hat.
Okay. What about like a 40 plus year old man in style for that guy?
If he's trying to attract tiny people. Yeah, maybe.
You think, oh,
how
crap.
How old do you think Wilson is?
I wear a bucket hat. Well, it's actually like a it's actually like a safari, you know.
Don't
full
justify
brimmed.
It. Don't make it better.
No, that's worse.
Don't
that's
make it better.
What,
like
no, you're do that during, while you're doing yard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just
do you live in Pride Rock,
or,
sir? Do you live in Pride Rock? I don't think you.
or at the kids' games, you know.
Or at Chili's.
Sure.
Getting my baby back.
No, I'm an Applebee's person, not a Chili's person.
Fair.
Why? It feels like there's a story there. Something happened.
Yeah, wonton tacos.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive & June, I still can't get over how easy and convenient their Manny systems are. Between hosting 2 podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive & June. Their Manny & Petty systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive & June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive & June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They are so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/popcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code podcast at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up, or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible, for I need to limit myself to indoor-only activities, and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people, and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/popcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/popcastpod.
Aaron, who is your first pick of this draft?
Okay, my first pick, Mrs. Frizzle from The Magic School Bus. So she seems like an amazing teacher, right? She's taking you on incredible field trips to outer space or like inside an anthill. But I think it's clear that she is too powerful for her own good. Like, I know there's a teaching shortage and I have nothing but respect for good teachers, but we are just going to let anybody like randomly take our kids to, you know, like, inside a molding piece of bread to figure out what it looks like when food rots? Like, what kind of permission slips did these parents have to sign in order to get consent for their kid to enter Ralphie's body when he's sick? Like, that's just not okay.
How'd she get in that body? Through the bus.
In the bus. They shrink the bus down.
Oh, the butt. Yeah, the you bus got, one per, in the butt?
One you guys said two different
butt.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah. One person said butt, one person said bus, so let's be very clear.
I said, did she go through the butt?
Oh, no. She went through a cut in his leg.
I don't think that's better.
Which I still think is not okay. I just think, like, what is this? Like, she's lying to parents about where she's taking their children. She once held, like, a mock trial in her classroom and sentenced another child to imprisonment because this child turned a cucumber into a pickle. She transforms the kids in her class into reptiles, tricks them into going to a Wynonna Judd concert, and, like, there's an episode where Dan Marino is a guest star and he plays a gym teacher. And in that episode, the kids go inside Mrs. Frizzle's body.
Ooh. Through the butt.
Not through the butt. Nobody's going through the butt.
Some people go
through, the butt. It's just a part of life.
They're not going through the butt on the school bus, I don't think.
I learned that's what PUMA stands for in the Air movie this weekend. Please use my butt. Or please use my A-word. I didn't know that.
No, it does not.
That's what I heard.
That is bullcrap.
That's what Ben Affleck told
me. Anyway, I just think, like, now she's got these kids that are victims of Stockholm Syndrome, like, because they're like, it's fine. We can just go in Miss Frizzle's body.
So there's some Reddit threads that say that Miss Frizzle either is a sorceress or that she's using the static electricity in her hair to give her magical powers. Which do you think it is?
I think she's a sorceress.
Okay.
I think she is a science witch.
And you're going to get canceled for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't take kids on tours of the inside of your body.
Can you imagine if she's a teacher in Tallahassee? Like, how quickly lesson, she would get canceled and turned into
Or they would stuff. Be like, this is fine. It's fine here.
Is the saying, you can't take kids on tours of the inside of your body, is that hanging in prison?
Is that a saying?
Is that hanging in prisons? Listen, Mrs. Frizzle never got
Cracker Barrel's changed a lot since I've been there last.
Hobby Lobby, 40% off every day.
Live, don't go in the butt. Go inside a cut. Yeah.
Nobody's going in the butt.
In the cut,
the way.
Not in the butt. Let's do it.
I don't like it.
Welcome to Podcast Out of Context. Follow them on Instagram. It's a great
Aaron, do you feel like in the writer's room, they spend a lot of time being like, how do we get around this? Oh, I know. We'll use a cut. We'll just go straight into a cut.
Well, I mean, and I think there are lots of other, like, you could go through the ears. You could go through, because, like, can't you, if you go in your ears, like, you can get to the rest of your body. Right?
Let her go. Let her go, Jay. Let her go.
Tell us all the places you could get in. Go ahead. Walk us through it.
Hey, Aaron Muffum. Ear. Jason, after this, I want you to cut it like Bubba in Forrest Gump when he's like, all the shrimps. But it's Aaron talking about all the places you can go inside someone's body. That's what I would like to hear.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo.
Quick question. No reason I'm asking this, but who here did karaoke with children this weekend?
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
But in a perfectly.
But in a cool way. In a cool way.
In a very cool way.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about it.
So not at
that.
All like Miss Frizzle, you know? Like,
their
not at all like.
Parents were all there, and their parents knew what I was doing. Right. And I apologized to one of them.
Did they sign
for
permission
doing the
slips?
Yeah.
No, but they are.
Just like Miss Frizzle.
Is their permission slip.
Okay. I'm up now with the fourth and fifth pick. So I have a back to back. It's how a snake draft works. It's the same every time. I look forward, Indy. Your work is the gospel here because it helps Jamie understand what we did and why we did it. So thank you for your service. I'm going to pick the serpent from Genesis 3 as the fictional character who I think would get canceled in the real world.
You don't think it would automatically get canceled?
No, because, like, again, the serpent.
Jesus canceled the serpent.
No. I think we talked about this on Bible Binge. The serpent's just like this roaming cynic in the Garden of Eden. And he's just asking questions. He's just doing his own research. He's not making decisions for people. They're making bad decisions, right? But he has a conversation with Eve about whether or not she should eat the fruit from the forbidden tree. She and Adam do that, and then they get expelled from the garden, cursed to humanity, blah, blah, blah. I think that the serpent would actually do really well in the modern culture, you know?
Yeah.
I can see him doing, like, really well in terms of, like, maybe running an MLM, or maybe, like, being, like, into crypto or NFTs and getting a lot of people to invest, or being, like, a Bernie Madoff type, you know, just embezzling a ton of money before it goes belly up, just see what happens. Maybe he's, like, a cable news host who it's revealed in court depositions that he believes one thing about the 2020 election and then but claims the opposite on air, like when he's on TV, you know, like very duplicitous. I don't know, hypothetical thing there. But I just feel like the serpent from Genesis 3 would like really do well, but get canceled. Fantastic.
I do think you're right. I do think that Sarpit would have an influencer account on Instagram and would be like, hey guys, I did my own research.
Yep.
And I have found that we should only drink alkaline water and bathe in alcohol.
That's right.
Alkaline water.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like the Sarpit spot for sure.
And joining me now on my channel is one of the Duck Dynasty guys. And we're just going to talk about all that that means. It's always my favorite part when the Duck Dynasty guys get involved. That's my number four pick. My number five pick, okay. Man. I'm sitting here. There's so much value left on the board. And I don't know. I'm trying to
steal one from one of us.
No, you know, it's. I really want mine, and I don't know if a couple of these are going to make their way all the way back around. So I'm going to reach a little bit just because I want to make sure I get Fred from Scooby-Doo. I think Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo. He's definitely getting canceled quickly in the modern culture. He's obviously one of the leaders of the Mystery Inc. gang from Scooby-Doo, and he often tries to solve mysteries by creating highly complex traps that usually just fail because Shaggy or Scooby accidentally set them off, and then Daphne or Velma actually solve the mystery. But let's look at the fundamentals. He's a blonde man, blue eyes, very square jaw. Jamie, what do we know about blonde men? What are we supposed to do with them?
Cannot be trusted.
Can't trust them. What does he also wear? Wears an ascot.
I thought he wore like a sailor suit.
What? Like no, a little Lord Fauntleroy
with an ascot. Kind
of I gotta look at
that. We do know he wears an ascot. Like that is a definite.
Oh no, thing. Yeah, you're right. No, I thought he wore a sailor suit.
Thank you. I was never in doubt, but I appreciate you confirming that for us.
No, yes.
Obviously. He spends his time with a stoner and a talking dog, tries to catch people who like to play dress up. His first name's Fredward. That's real. That's a real thing. All these things are red flags. And then I looked into his like family tree. And over under on how many weird extended family member situations he has in his family. I'm going to set it at 5.5. Are you all taking the over or the under?
Over.
Over.
I'm taking the over.
It's like 15. There's so many weird ones. I'm not going to list them all, but here's just a couple. He's related to Count Von Jones, an uncle who lives in a castle and makes specialty coffins. He's related to Cousin Arlene, who is accused of being possessed by an ancestor who was burned at the stake for witchcraft. He's got an Uncle Bobby, who's just Bobby Flay. He's just Bobby Flay. Uncle Bobby. And then his dad, Mayor Fred Jones Sr., is actually the freak of Crystal Cove. Not his dad. He just kidnapped Fred when he was a baby because he didn't want his real family to have him.
And is that one real?
That's real. It's 100% real.
No way!
So this is a traumatic, you know, life story. I feel like he's got a lot of stuff to work through. And I can see him being someone into like deep role-playing and making romantic partners act like ghosts to try to escape his traps, you know? And then I can see Vulture.com do a piece like, Fred Jones made me foreplay like I was a ghost while Shaggy and Scooby watched. And it's just like, it's just not good for him. And then he gets canceled.
And then he made the ghost go up their butt. No, nobody's...
It was already a heavy sentence. And then went up the butt.
Listen, do you remember the episode where they all got a stake in the carnival? Dick Van Dyke's carnival? That's a true sentence. And he's also a carnival owner, yeah. Which I don't know that you can trust carnival owners.
Ooh, no, not traveling carnival owners. Absolutely not.
Yeah, traveling carnivals. Yeah.
Absolutely not. Okay, so Aaron, it's back to you.
Oh, it is?
Is it?
Okay.
You're three. You're three, right?
No, yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right. Okay, I'm going, I'm sorry, Knox, but I'm going Zach Morris. Okay. I loved Zach Morris, but like he would not survive now.
No.
I mean, is an entitled white male, somehow manages to get accepted into Yale.
Yeah. Like, perfect SAT score, Aaron. That's not his fault. You know, he's just a brilliant
literally
guy.
I never saw him study.
You don't get into Yale just with a good score.
That's true. Not in this economy. That's true.
Not in this. Exactly. An emotional gaslighter of Kelly Kapowski and like dates all of his friends. And when his friends are dating girls that he wants to date, he manipulates them into breaking up.
Listen, I would say of all of them on Saved by the Bell, it would be Zach that would be the most. He is like the ultimate privilege. It was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Like, that's him.
Yeah.
Also, I would say Slater is really up there, too. He is really up there making a complaint. He calls Jesse Spano mama the whole time. That's not weird.
Yikes.
That's not strange.
That's something
that's
like
sexy, though.
Some Oedipus Rex thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, I definitely think Zach Morris would have been at the Capitol riot.
Ooh.
Make America great again.
No, Rod Belding, Mr. Belding's brother, would have been at the Capitol riots. That's 100% fact.
Didn't absolutely
bring up the fact that Zach Morris can stop time, which that's probably not a real thing, but that's a metaphor for maybe like white blonde men privilege in the 90s. Didn't bring up his Native American phase when he ran cross country as running Zach. In full Native American headdress.
Yes, you're right.
And Mr. Belding was like, I don't know, maybe take a lap and don't do that.
And listen, if Mr. Belding is the one that's telling you to back off of your cultural appropriation, I feel like you've misstepped.
Hey, sure. Check your privilege right now. You know, something like that. I don't know. It's a good pick, Aaron, though. It's a very good pick.
Thank you.
Jason, back to you.
I'm going to go with Jocelyn Shit from Schitt's Creek.
It's a great pick.
I'm ready.
We saw at times that she would snap at little things that had built up, and she would let these things just build up in her mind and then snap. Now, was Moira the best friend to her? Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to say. But they were opposites, and they got along here and there. But she's the leader of the Jazza Gals. She has to deal with the mayor. He's got a lot going on. We can all admit that. I think that she's got some embezzling going on, and I think that she is going to steal other people's money. It's just too straight line too often for something not to be going on behind the scenes with Jocelyn.
No, that's listen, she wrote that book, Getting Dirty with My Hoes. But it was about playing.
Who was the woman who scammed all the upper East Side elites in New York, played by Julia Garner with the weird voice, the Netflix like show about her?
Julia Garner.
Yeah, no.
From Ozark.
Yes.
Yeah. The lady, she was like, the dogs of all.
No,
yeah, that's
no,
exactly
it's
right.
The other one. It's the other one that was like, you can't put my stuff. Yeah. That girl.
You look paw.
Yes.
You look paw.
Thank
How
you.
How dare you?
I looked at some stuff about you from the internet, and I see some pictures, and I wonder, what do you wear? Why do you dress like that?
Like
that. What's you wearing? You look poor.
What is it? It's Inventing Anna. Inventing Anna?
Inventing Anna.
I get
Anna big Delvey.
Anna Delvey.
We got there eventually. I just want to go back for a second because Aaron said that's Oedipal, and Jamie says that's sexy. And I thought that's just a little metaphor about the dynamics there in play about AC Slater calling Jesse Spano mama, you know? Okay, Jamie, back to you for two. You do have
is
two.
It my time? Yes. Okay, so speaking of Flounder, I actually think in the Little Mermaid universe, of course it will be that garbage Ariel. She is for sure going to get canceled. Let me tell you why. First, she gives up her voice to be with someone she hasn't met. The internet is not going to like that. Mm. I'll tell you right now. She also tried to trick him because she was like, I can trick you. I don't have a voice, but we can live happily ever after. Also, she gives up everything to live on land, but somehow her favorite date on the planet is on a boat.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right. Mm. I think she would run a body positivity TikTok but it's only really for thin people who have that one stretch mark when on their upper thigh because of that time they signed a contract for legs with a woman who was literally just trying to lead well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You said you were disappointed with Ariel that she picked a date to be on a boat. And
well, no, like she was like, that was a dream date.
Sure.
That was a dream
when
date.
When did she say that?
She said it after the date.
She didn't have a voice. She
said it in her head.
Oh, Sebastian probably said it for her. I'm with
she
Jamie
said it
on this
after
one.
Prince Eric kissed her and gaslit her, because that's what gaslighting is.
I'm not saying he's great either. They should both go. That whole movie.
I feel like it'd be
really
weird
good.
If she was like, I would like to go to a demolition derby. And it'd be like, how do you even know what that is?
Have you ever been to a demolition derby? They're great.
Okay, Jamie, another one.
Okay,
back to you.
My second one. This is so hard because I'm going to do Winnie the Pooh. Hear me out. Winnie the Pooh is not a good bear, despite how often he's trying to tell you he's a good bear, okay? He's, of course, walking around without pants, but mostly he promotes disordered eating. Mm. Why is he eating a rabbit out of house and home, but, like, he's not getting any heavier? I don't like that. Also, why is Tigger the only Tigger? He says it in the song, I'm the only one. Is it because Pooh ate the other Tiggers?
Wow.
I think it is.
Oh, wow!
It's like the Big Bird theory. It's why they call the only bird Big Bird. Because it should just be bird, because there are no other birds, right?
That's right. Tigger, he's like, I'm the only one. Where are the others? Where'd you come from? Where's your mom?
And he's real good friends with a kid. I don't know. It's weird. If you're going to be friends with a kid,
you
got to wear pants.
A kid who really does need, like, a child therapist.
With two first names, which, again, always, that's a red flag. Two first names, kid, hangs out with a pantsless bear. I don't know. There's just a lot of problems there, you know?
There's a lot of problems.
Yep. Okay, Jason, back to you.
All right. I'm going to be taking Captain Planet.
Oh,
interesting. A man trying to do and take credit for a woman's job, Mother Nature, right? Interesting. Tell me if you heard this one before. Would just throw things into outer space and be like, not my problem. Someone else will deal with it.
That's why we have a space junk problem.
Yeah.
Thanks to Captain Planet. No visa to work in the U.S. So that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. Jason's a big immigration guy. I don't know if you guys know this, but big.
Just really leans into that immigration law.
In Indiana? Okay.
Yep.
And then,
build that wall waterfalls. That's what they call them up there.
I want to cut that out so bad, but
no,
I can't.
No, don't.
No, please do not call me that. That is not the case. That being said, you know, conservatives and liberals probably both hate Captain Planet for the same reasons. So in that regard, we're going to get him canceled pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's a really good one. He did not even make my list, but I appreciate you bringing him to the table.
Well, how's he a captain? Who made him a captain?
Himself.
Is he in the army?
Oh, so
himself.
Jamie, that's
he
a good point.
Invented his
Are you
own
saying
army.
This stolen valor, where he's like, I'm a Colonel America, and or Colonel Planet, and everyone's like, well, can you show us like where'd you serve? I think that's a really great point. Aaron, back to you.
Okay, so I am gonna go with. Well, actually, I'd like to read a quote from a famous movie character.
Okay,
if you strip away the myth and look at their deeds, the legacy of the Jedi is a failure.
Whoa!
And listen, Luke was right. The Jedi freaking suck. They are constantly fumbling the ball. As an institution, they are incredibly susceptible to corruption. They essentially kidnap children and raise them as child soldiers. Obi-Wan Kenobi is shady as hell. And the Jedi Code is deeply gaslighting. They promote eugenics with their midichlorians, and they are essentially the Illuminati. They don't do anything. They are limp and flaccid as an organization that's supposed to be dedicated to peacemaking. What are you talking about? They're constantly genociding people. They're out of control.
I like the Jedis are incels point you're making, basically.
Yes,
you know?
That is exactly right. Yeah, y'all aren't cool.
Okay, how many Star Wars movies are there? Can you name even more than three?
Yes. Okay, I can.
With their full name.
Yes, I can.
Official titles.
Oh, okay. Man, I don't know if I could do official titles. There's like
A New Hope.
That you're already behind. But
Star Wars, A New Hope. But
Star
okay,
Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Okay.
It's implied.
Star Wars.
It's implied.
A New Hope.
Yeah,
that's one. Okay.
Yeah, that's implied.
Got
The Force Awakens.
Got it.
And The Last Jedi.
And then I said four, so one more.
The Phantom Menace.
Oh, she did
see,
it.
That's right.
I don't think
for
I could have
you.
Done that. Very nice, Aaron. Very
definitely
well
went across eras there. Aaron, I got to tell you, you're canceling all Jedis. This is correct?
Every one of them.
You brought up some strong points of they might be equivalent to Nazis. So
they are a little
absolutely
bit.
Absolutely not.
No, listen, you don't want to face the truth. You need to face the truth.
Okay, so you don't want to see Ben without a shirt. Ben Solo, not Ben Moon.
Okay,
he's not even on the Jedis.
He's best friends with them. He rejected them.
He went to Jedi school.
I know, but he... But
and then he's like teaming up with the Jedi.
No, but he's a bad guy.
Plenty of bad guys who are Jedi. Darth Vader was a Jedi.
Exactly what I'm saying. They're not great. If your whole point is to indoctrinate children into this version, and you got all these people that are like, actually, this freaking sucks.
Grogu is a Jedi.
And listen,
I don't think he is, though.
I don't think the Mandalorian is that great either. I think he's got some shady going on, too.
Now you're getting a little reckless.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Grogu is a Jedi.
I thought he rejected the Jedi, though.
School.
I thought he was like...
But he has Jedi tendencies.
I want this sick chainmail, and I want to hang out with my dude. Pedro Pascal is
he
not
does,
really Pedro
but that
Pascal.
Doesn't mean he lost his Jedi-ness.
Hey, I know this is an audio podcast, but do you guys want to see my lightsaber?
Yes, please.
Yes! And guys,
you guys want to see my lightsaber? Guess what color it is? It's green.
It was in your golf dungeon. Yeah, I didn't know that it would be in
where
there.
Where do you keep
Jason,
that?
Jason, that should be the centerpiece.
That's pretty good. Is that green?
Yeah,
it's green. It's Luke's.
That's green. That's Luke's.
I know this upsets you, but
you
it's
know it
true.
Does. This is very hurtful.
I know. I'm sorry. You need to face the facts.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/podcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for and what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/podcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/podcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/podcast.
With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the brushed rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pear sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code POP.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, it's back to me for my last two. Yes, that's right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is good because I have everybody I wanted is still on the board. So I'm really excited to, with my next selection, take Gilderoy Lockhart from the universe of Harold Potter.
He is
portrayed by Kenneth Branagh in the movies. He's a half-blood wizard. He's repping Ravenclaw. He's famous for his hair, his smile, and supposedly many encounters with dark creatures where he bested them, but he was found to have manipulated memory charms so he could take credit for doing more than he actually did. This is someone who I think can tilt towards villainy, even though I feel like in the books and the movies, he is generally treated as like a good guy who's just kind of annoying. And this is someone who, Jamie, you mentioned the stolen valor. Gilderoy Lockhart 100% would be the guy who's like, I snuck in to Vietnam at 16, and I like saved so many dudes. And then I went to Gulf War and I gave Saddam Hussein titty twisters on behalf of the American people. And he would just be like making up stuff on the regular. And then he's on 2020 and we're like, oh yeah, you actually didn't do any of that stuff, man. So Gilderoy Lockhart.
Was he in the movies? Who played him in the movies?
Do you remember the part where I said who played him? Where I was like, Kenneth Branagh played him?
Oh no, I wasn't listening.
What movie was he in? Or movies.
What are you asking?
Let's do any movies. Let's do any movies overall, Aaron.
Hamlet. Kenneth Branagh was in Hamlet.
A movie after 1989.
He's in That Thing You Could Do.
The Thing You Could Do?
He's not in That Thing.
Is that the
you
sequel?
No, he's in
You Did the Thing You Did. Now do the thing you do.
What's it called? What's the Shakespeare one with it's like As You Were?
As You Like It?
As You Like It.
I thought you were talking about the movie with the Oneaters, and it was like the sequel to That Thing You Do, but it's The Thing You Can Do.
He was in Thor.
What did he play in Thor?
He played one of the guys.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the actor? Guys. He's an actor dude with Matt Damon?
Yes.
He was in Cinderella.
Which Cinderella?
The new one with the hot girl.
Yep.
I gotta be honest, guys. Everyone's taking a shot at Erin and her movie sensibilities, and she's answering the bell every single time.
Well, you she's know? Got it pulled up on her computer.
She's got Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I do not.
Hey,
come look.
Literacy is a skill, okay? And I would like that's to live right. in a world where we still honor and respect that.
Enneagram threes are deceitful. That's what it is. Jason Waterfalls knows he's a three.
You've so Gilderoy Lockhart. Gilderoy Lockhart is
she's just mad because I canceled the Jedis.
Man, she no for
that.
You
made some compelling cases. That I'm like still reeling from that one.
I think honestly, I think it was a good case, and then you brought out your lightsaber, Jason, and everyone was like, "Whoa, game changer!"
We're back in.
Okay, my last pick, and this is honestly, I could have taken this first, but I'm so glad it's still he's still here on the board. It's Toodles from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Toodles, thank God, yes,
is a menace. Toodles exists in the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse universe. He's an omnipotent being that has no face, no voice, but only exists to help the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse gang with Mouseketools. I think eventually in a kind of recent season, he gets a face and they give him a voice and it's like a stutter. And I don't know if that's like electronic thing or if it's like for inclusivity, but that's Toodles now. I think he would be canceled because from everything we know about omnipotent beings, this is obviously entirely too much power and it wouldn't go well in our world. So the hypothetical offense, I'm almost certain that Toodles would commit would be becoming a cult leader, you know? Because he is omnipotent, so that's a thing. And he's always prepared to assist or solve any problems. But all Toodles does is provide the tools. He doesn't fix anything. He's just like, here's a hammock, bubble gum, here's an open can, and here's a leash for Pluto. And like, it's on you to fix it. But there's also, did you guys know this? There's other Toodles. There's multiple Toodles in the multiverse.
Isn't his girlfriend Quoodles?
That's right. Quoodles, I think is how you pronounce it.
Quoodles?
Yeah, please, someone correct me if I'm wrong. But there's a Boodles, a Woodles, a Quoodles, a Goofles, and a Seamus. Okay, that's not made up.
What happened to Seamus?
Seamus is the leprechaun's helper because leprechauns get helpers too. Even though leprechauns are kind of helpers themselves, like for wealth. And more importantly, for Toodles to show up and help, you can just, there's a little bit of narcissism because he's got to be properly worshipped or satiated by the characters and the children at home. They have to sing a song, his worship song.
Worship?
Yeah. Here's a little part.
Toodles has the tools, the musket tools. So when we need them, Toodles will bang them. He's here for Meadles and Noodles. And all we have to say is old Toodles. All we have to say is old Toodles.
Now, if you said that to like, worship music, I feel like that would really play. And if you want to go one step further, every episode ends with a sacramental ritual where they do the hot dog dance or they eat the hot dog, which could be the Lord's Supper. So I just feel like he's definitely going to Waco, starting a cult. It's going to be a big deal,
yes.
All that stuff. Watch out for O'Toodles, you know? Okay.
Is he O'Toodles is the Christian name?
No, I mean just Toodles, but that's like, that's how they summon
that's
him.
That's how they call him. That's how they get him.
Yeah. Okay. It's like El Shaddai, but O'Toodles probably. I don't know. Aaron, maybe you can rebuke that.
That's a rebuke. That's a rebuke.
That's a rebuke. Yep.
Okay. Back to Aaron.
Okay. Listen, I've chosen my spiciest take for the last one. I want to know what's going on in the home of Chili and Bandit.
Ooh.
I do not think that Bluey's parents, I think there's something going on there. And listen, they're too good. They are like they're like influencers.
Don't do this, Aaron.
Who are like
don't do
parenting
this.
Influencers, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is how we do it. Have y'all considered like being better parents like us? And then it comes out like after Bluey gets old enough, and he's like, my parents were terrible.
She. Yeah.
Oh, Bluey is a she.
Wow. Bluey is a girl.
Bluey's a girl.
Wow.
Big fan of the show, huh? Big fan of the show.
Embarrassing. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
Big fan
I'm
of the
humiliated.
Show. Listen, there's two kinds of people in the world. People who are inspired by how Bluey's parents play with them and people who are judged by it and lash out like
that's
Aaron's
right.
doing right now.
You're exactly right. You're 100% right. I don't want it. I'm not trying to like give my kids no, I don't want to say that.
I was going to let that play out, but here we are.
I don't want to say that. I'm just saying
Bluey
like,
and Bingo are both female. Yes.
Yeah.
They're both girls?
Yep.
Yes.
That's right.
Bluey looks like a boy.
Well, that's body shaming.
What makes somebody look like a...
First Flounder, now Bluey.
No, she is Bluey.
Does Bluey have an Adam's apple? What are you saying?
I don't know. I just always thought
don't gender people.
I'm not trying to. You're right. It's a spectrum. I get it.
They're sisters.
But I just...
Does that clear it up for you?
Yeah. Well, see, okay, I think there's stuff going on that we don't know about. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, like, I don't.
You've
lost your lifelines.
No.
So swing to the next branch on your own, please.
Now, Aaron, my brother does have a distinct belief that Chili is cheating on Bandit. Or maybe Bandit's cheating on Chili. I can't remember which way it is, but he has
I think some of the neighbors want to cheat.
He has a lot of information on it, too.
Well, that's a spicy name to be with somebody named Bandit.
It is.
Like, Chili.
It is. Yeah.
don't sexualize.
Shoulder.
Don't sexualize it. What do you think's going on in their house?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, those when like parents show their kids on their YouTube for 18 years and then like the kid turns 18 and he's like has to wear a shirt that says I do not consent to being photographed.
Sure. Here,
and they take their parents to court. That's going to happen.
Gotcha.
That's absolutely like we're going to find out that Chilean Bandit were like super shady.
Yeah. Yeah. So in this situation, two cartoon Australian dogs force the creators to make a show about them. And that's like the kids are going to resent that later. That makes sense. Bluey, that makes more sense.
And Bluey and what's the baby's? What's the other girl's name?
What do you think
name?
It is?
Bluey and Barbara.
Barbara.
Bluey and...
Seamus.
Bluey and... he said it. Bingo.
Bingo. God, those are terrible names too.
Wow. Why are you just attacking everybody now?
I just cannot believe that you equated sketchy Australian parents with Jedis and said they all should be canceled.
Yep. I just think... Listen, my dad has a saying that you never know what's going on in somebody's house.
Mm.
And I think he came up with that on his own?
Yeah, I do.
Is that like the saying that you don't go in through the butt, you always do the cut? Dash Jamie Golden.
Put both of those quotes up on the wall.
You know, I feel like the mood is a little tensed out. Jason, you want to show us your lightsaber again? You want to bring us all back?
She's so mad at me for canceling the Jedis and she won't be my friend anymore.
That's it. Good luck.
We're not going to Taylor.
Good luck getting into Taylor.
Wow. Wow.
See, I told y'all that was going to happen.
That was tough. Okay, Jason, back to you for your last pick.
All right, so I'm between a couple here. I won't name them all because we'll save them for the end here. But I think I'm going to go with Landry from Friday Night Lights.
Ooh.
No, Landry.
It depends
so
on the reasoning. You'll sell me on the reasoning here.
So this was tough because we like that he had to murder somebody to save Tyra, right?
I like how you said right to get us on your side, even though we're like, I don't know, do we? But we like stand your ground,
ever,
right? You agree with that.
Is murder ever okay to get somebody on your side?
That person was attacking Tyra. So Landry stepped in, as we all would in that situation. Now, would we use a pipe to beat the person and then somehow already know how to bury a body and get away with it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just like in the Ginger starter kit. Ginger just know that. Like, they're born knowing that, you know?
It was a little too convenient. I'm just saying that Landry is like this. We all love him. There's nothing wrong. Everything's great with Landry, but... I think that there's other stuff going on with this character. He gaslights Tyra a lot. Like, I don't know the actual definition of gaslighting, but I'm pretty sure that...
Exactly, you don't know.
If you say it with confidence, it flies. It totally flies.
I'm pretty sure that whatever Landry was doing with Tyra was exactly that, right? And then he, now that she's the victim in that situation, terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
We all agree with that. Landry's using that over her head quite a bit, and I'm not comfortable with it. So I think that he manipulates a lot of people that we don't know about.
Listen, shouts to Tyra, though, because at the end of that year, she's like, hey, you killed a guy for me. Thanks. I'm off to UT. Have a great life. You know? Yeah,
that's my
Don't
point.
Call.
Don't friend me on Facebook.
Are you think Landry didn't keep killing after that happened to him?
Are you considering...
Oh, you think that, like, unlocked his serial killing?
Yes.
See, I like the idea here, the yes and of Landry leaves, goes to New Mexico, changes his name to Todd. And then he gets into the Breaking Bad universe, which I don't think Aaron or Jamie have watched that show, so they have no idea.
No,
what
but
that
I,
means.
No. You said Albuquerque, and I was like, you're Pizza either going to High School Musical or you're going Breaking Bad.
He killed the kid. Spoiler alert.
But Landry, he remember when he asked Lila, he was like, are you a good Christian or a bad Christian? And I was like, that's the first time I was like, uh oh. That's complex theology. I love that. Like, that was so helpful.
That's good.
In my journey, make America great again.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Back to Jamie for the last pick of the
last
draft.
Last pick. Okay. My last pick is going to be Lucy from the comic strip Peanuts. Okay. She would 100% have a TikTok called Life Coach Lucy.
Yeah.
Where she would have 100 million TikTok followers. And she's done her research, guys. She's done her research. And she would be waiting. You would wait and watch for her life advice. And she would have one like 60-second TikTok where she was like, hey, guys. There's aluminum in your deodorant. Whoa. You're going to get, your breasts are going to fall off.
What?
And we'd be like, what? That's so good to know. And then she'd be like, hey guys, measles aren't that bad. They make your hair shiny. Don't get vaccines. Like, that's how nuts she is. And that's what I think would happen. Like, she would be psychiatry advice for 5 cents. She's not even fully literate. You're going to let a person give you life advice who can't spell 5 cents?
Absolutely not.
Saying.
She's definitely doing like a TikTok thing, like where she shames Pigpen for not having better hygiene, you know? like not with pig pens that consent.
But only use bar soap that I get from Honduras and that I have shipped in, and I don't pay full shipping because I get it from Amazon.
Well, the people of Honduras are like, what did we do to deserve that drive-by? What,
no, I love Honduras, but what I'm saying is she would be like, oh, you can't buy anything at Target because, you know, all the chemicals. We're made of chemicals, Lucy!
Yeah. Ah. Is what Lucy does to Charlie Brown with football, is that gaslighting? Is that like physical gaslighting?
I don't know. Jason, is it?
It's... Why'd you put it... Oh, because I definitely know what the definition of gaslighting is. It's bullying, I can tell you that.
It's a callback.
It's definitely bullying.
It is bullying.
Okay.
So she's a bully. And listen, I just think...
I kind of had Peppermint Patty more for the, you know, your research.
Peppermint Patty's just trying to live her life. She's just trying to be a queer woman with confidence.
Yeah.
That's what she's trying to do. But Lucy and the blonde Sally, what a problem they are.
No good. Okay, so that's our draft. I feel like we did really well. Let's talk... Also rans, people we were considering, but didn't make the cut. Who do I have?
We had a combo deal. Aaron and I had a combo person.
Yeah, we think that Donald Duck will be canceled for going pantsless around minors,
and also for that Nazi short film.
I was gonna say he has a Nazi history,
He won an Oscar. That won an Oscar, by the way.
Yikes. That's on brand for the Oscars.
You can watch it on YouTube. I also had Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay,
who smiles while causing the climate crisis. Like, what's that smile about?
Yeah,
you're ruining the planet.
Well, that's not his fault. They're just putting fuel in his butt. They're going into the butt with the fuel and the fossil fuels.
Mrs. You know? Frizzle's getting that.
That's right, she's up in that
don't
butt
say Mrs. all Frizzle's up in that butt. Getting that butt. Don't say that.
I don't think that's how trains work, but we'll just let it ride, you know.
Listen, it's okay to get the butt. Like, it's okay.
No, it
don't make it seem like it's bad.
No, I just, they didn't go
no
in the
yucking
butt.
No yucking yums or butt.
That's right.
Tinkerbell tried to murder Wendy.
Yeah, Tinkerbell was on my list too, just because it feels like she's maybe like a little possessive of Peter and stuff like that, particularly the Julia Roberts version, you know? It's like she has some issues.
Kimmy Gibbler, breaking and entering, trying to hit on an older man. My brother and sister-in-law helped me out with some
wait. Always, forever, when a teenager doesn't try to hit on an older man, just for the record, in terms of the power dynamic.
Kimmy takes a good shot. She takes a really good shot at it, you know?
she tries her best.
Yeah.
And in that vein, George Jetson as well, speaking of an underage lady. Yep.
That's exactly right. We can do the math.
Grogu, obviously, that's got to be on the list.
What? She's already dealt him a hit. Why you gotta do it again?
So just upset. Some casual genocide of some fish eggs in like season two, you know? Just really gumming those things up.
People.
Wow, Flounder again taking an L.
Doug Funny has an infatuation with Patty Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Also punched.
And he wears his underwear on the outside.
Multiple personalities. Wore punched Larry one time. Charles Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
He's quirky. I like it.
These are my two big ones that I almost picked. Abuela Alma from Encanto.
Uh-huh.
Gaslights
very, very problematic.
Gaslights everybody. Is mean to her own family. Mm-hmm. Exiles, you know, her son or whatever. Or his grandson? I don't know.
That much. Yeah.
Makes him live in the walls, you know. And has that one kid who can hear everything, but like no one acknowledges that she can hear everything. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like everything.
And the number one of all time in this category, but I didn't want him on my team because he's such a bad guy, is Daniel Russo.
Ooh, yeah.
The Karate Kid. Have you ever seen that video of showing that Daniel Russo is actually the bully?
It's tremendous cinema.
Aaron, you seen The Karate Kid?
No.
Yeah.
It's a tough hang to be honest.
But
with you.
But I get it.
What's it about?
Okay, it's about a kid. His name
Jaden Smith.
Daniel.
And, yeah, what Jason just said. That's right.
Yes, what he just said. Yep. And Mr. Miyagi teaches him about karate so that he can not be bullied anymore.
Well, you know, he kind of teaches him about life here.
That was the plot. And that's, not to get bullied.
He teaches him about life, and that's how he learns to do karate. You know?
Right, but there's like a tournament at the end.
Yeah.
And he wins.
Yeah, he wins by an illegal strike to the head, even though they explicitly say at the end, no head strikes.
Yeah.
And he does a crane kick to the head, and that's how he wins. But no one.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
But a blonde guy gets it. A blonde guy gets it, which is fine.
Oh, okay.
They walk in, and Daniel Russo and Mr. Miyagi both say that they don't know the rules. So they're just there for violence, basically.
Yeah.
They are.
Marauders, basically. Barbarians at the Roman gates. Jamie, Aaron, did you guys have some you want to roll through?
Gabriella from High School Musical.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She's terrible. Justice for Sharpay. I mean, she comes in. No prior theater.
It's because she's so smart, right? Isn't she supposed to be smart?
She's going to Stanford, dog.
That'd be great.
She's going to Stanford.
That'd be great if she ever, if we ever saw any evidence of her being smart. Never. We never do.
Oh, that's true.
Zach Morris theory.
Exactly. Her friends like set up a webcam so that they can show her that Troy doesn't
really
care about
this. What year was this made? A webcam?
Yeah. I mean, like in the early 2000s. Oh, yeah. And she's like, oh my gosh, it must be true. And doesn't even like investigate. She's an idiot.
She doesn't do the scientific method,
smart,
which she should have.
Street smart.
If she's going to Stanford. Yes.
Also, Miss Piggy is sexually violent and narcissistic, and she should be canceled.
That's true. That's
not
a good call.
Piggy.
That's a really good call.
Listen, I will say, if I walked in the bank right now, which the PMG makes me go to the bank once a month, and it is miserable. And if I walked into the bank and I heard a woman screaming like, why are these pens chained down? You're treating me like a criminal. I would not be surprised if it turned around and it was Angela from Rugrats. I'd be like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Let's see. I had Sawyer from Lost, you know, at the end of, or the beginning of first season, he's like hoarding all the medicine, you know? And I just feel like he's always kind of in jail. And I feel like that's a metaphor for his existence. Joe Fox.
FOX.
Yeah. I think he's, again, I don't know the definition of gaslighting, but I feel like he's doing a lot of it. And I feel like he's got a lot, like a lot of laying waste to tender profile. Willy Wonka, I don't need to say it, it's just there. You know, very fascinating with kids. Oompa Loompas, yes. Death, I don't know. BB-8, I feel like it's a lot of power. A lot of power to BB-8, and he's going
to
use that.
Why does power make you have to be canceled?
He's just the only, like, really sexy droid, and I feel like he's just going to clean it up. He's, like, the 1%.
No, R2-D2 is very sexy.
No, the sexy droid is in Solo.
Yeah, if you're into grandfather droids, bro. Like, BB-8's the new stuff. He's the new sex.
No, man. L337 got that. Fleabag voice.
Wow. Jason's showing us R2-D2. Can you do...
bobblehead.
Do one hand R2-D2, one hand lightsaber, and let's get a picture. And like
with a pop socket on his head that is Mando and the child.
I didn't know that you were going to come so hard for Star Wars.
Just look at those
today.
Props. Look at those props.
Excuse me?
So many
props. You know why? Because he has great taste.
It's not my fault that they wrote, that George Lucas wrote a bad story with bad protagonists.
Okay, well, that is our draft. Guys, I feel like we really did a good job. I feel like we really did a good job on that.
Yeah.
A big thanks to Jason. Big thanks to Aaron.
Yes, we are so glad y'all came, you guys.
Thanks for getting in the cut with us, guys. Thanks for
fun. Yeah.
Jamie, I think you mean it about me. I don't know if you mean it about Aaron as much, but I believe
Aaron.
You.
Yep. I love her, despite her being a horrible person who tried to cancel the Jedi.
Well, I think they got canceled themselves. You know, I think they canceled themselves with
they
their
did
ineffectiveness, ineffectuality. Okay, and as always, if you have thoughts and opinions on our thoughts and opinions, please let us know at nightshade.com/502. All right, Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights.
All right, what is your red light this week?
Okay, my red light is to me. I'm going to do a classic Knox, and I'm going to red light myself for a variety of reasons. First of all, in our last episode, I called the new movie Chevalier. Like Chevy Cavalier,
yep.
Which is what I drove. That was my first car. And it's actually Chevalier.
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 Okay.
Chevalier. My apologies to the French. I do love croissants and quiche and baguettes. So I would never want to hurt you. Then I call Prince William's alleged mistress's son, Oliver of Chalmondeley.
Yeah.
But I will not apologize because the British have failed to make an iconic food. And if you DM me the phrase toad in the hole, I will block you for harassment. You do not have good food and you know it. Okay. And then my red light to me, because I did attend Aaron's 40th birthday party, which was an 80s theme. And I did pass out candy cigarettes to all the children in attendance.
Yeah.
And then they posted those photos on Roadblocks or Minecraft or Miss Rachel or wherever kids are on the internet.
Jamie, for the love of digital God, it's still not Roadblocks. It is Roblox.
I just want to say my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. But don't leave your kids unsupervised when they're around me.
I do have a great picture of Jamie passing out candy cigarettes to
minors.
We'll
post it on Instagram so you can see it.
Can you also post a picture of Sophie Hudson looking like a degenerate with a cigarette in her mouth, checking her 10-team parlay?
It looked like she's checking her DoorDash, like, when's it going to get here?
When's it getting here?
That's unbelievable, honestly.
Yeah,
really good.
It's excellent. Okay, what's your red light?
Thank you for that backhanded compliment to me about red lights. I appreciate that, Jamie. I'm going to do, as an homage to you, I'll do my reasonable red lights. Handful of reasonable red lights.
Is there music for this?
There's not super cool music like I made for you.
They do not like how long the rapid red lights music is.
Well, you know what? I did it one time. I'm never going back. So sorry. Guess what, you little babies? You can just press a little 15. You press it twice and it's over. Okay? That's what you can do. You know? Some generations had to fight in world wars. You guys got to press skip ahead 15 seconds. I'm sorry for your troubles.
Sorry for your loss. Yes.
So first I'm going to do players getting sack tap in the NBA playoffs. Everybody's just getting hit in the nuts in the NBA playoffs. It's like an epidemic right now. LeBron got hit in the nuts.
I saw somebody like step on a guy on the nuts.
Yeah, well, no, Draymond Green stepped on Domantas Sabonis's sternum, almost killed him. Joel Embiid almost kicked a dude like straight in the nuts, but like glanced off the nuts. LeBron James got hit in the nuts. Like, just too much nuts happening in the NBA playoffs, and you got to chill.
That's actually too much nuts happening in this episode too. I'll be honest.
I would say you're probably right. You're probably right. Let's see, more reasonable red lights. Blue checks. What's going on? What are we doing?
Come on.
Why are we fighting over blue checks?
Which, don't fight over them. If you want a blue check, get a blue check. If you don't want a blue check, don't get a blue check.
Why, like, why does this become a turf war? Why is this the new civil war of whether or not you paid for a blue check? Like, just do what you want. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Ted Lasso, season 3.
Oh, no.
I'm not red lighting the season, okay? There's just one aspect I'm really frustrated by. And I'm not going to talk about it here because we already talked about it in The More You Know. So if you want to hear our thoughts on Ted Lasso season 3, you should go there. Bed Bath Beyond is going bankrupt. And
we talked about that in The More You Know, too.
This may be really sad. I'm a huge fan of the Triple B.
What? Absolutely not.
The baby back B word. I'm a huge fan of Bed Bath and Beyond. A lot of good times and memories there. We parsed through that. COVID recovery. Still dragging.
You had a tough COVID because you can like eat for like 5 days.
I'm barely now back, kind of eating a little bit. I took a nap yesterday.
Are you getting chicken in a bag yet?
Yeah, chicken and rice is about as much as I can tolerate right now. But like, I don't take naps. I took a nap Sunday for the first time in years.
Wow.
And normally, like, if I fall asleep, you know, for 15 minutes, like, I can't sleep that night. And I went to bed 11, slept all night. Like, I'm so freaking tired from this COVID. Like, it kicked my butt.
Ew, COVID sucks.
It's not great. And then last one, Alexander Skarsgård is in Succession, the most
Holy
recent
moly.
Succession episode, which we also talked about in The More You Know. I predicted this year on Over Underachievers with Jason that we would get a full frontal Alexander Skarsgård scene. We got so close in this episode, Jamie.
We got so close.
And I was almost vindicated. I'm almost vindicated with the Grogu full frontal. I feel like we almost got that in the Mandalorian finale.
Yes, that's actually right. That's right.
And Alexander Skarsgård. So red light to me for not getting that right, but getting close. So
those are all very reasonable.
Very reasonable, very diplomatic red lights. Jamie, what is your green light this week?
Okay, my green light this week is a new TV show on Netflix called The Diplomat. It is a political thriller. Listen, it centers on Kate Wyler, who is the new U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, and she has to defuse, you know, stuff happening in the world and crises, and she's married to a fellow career diplomat, Hal Wyler. This stars Keri Russell and Rufus Sewell. I was not prepared. Listen, Keri Russell has a long history of being in complicated marriages that involved spy work.
Right.
Right? And she's good at it. Well, she is really good at this as well. This was created by Deborah Kahn, who was a writer on The West Wing, Homeland, and Grey's Anatomy. Which, if you were going to say, which three shows would have to be in a threesome and involve the butt and have a baby, it would be those three shows. Because that's what this is. If you liked Madam Secretary on CBS, but you wish it was 20% weirder, that is the show. Because it has a sense of humor about it, but they're actually behaving like you think in reality. Instead of being polished, there's a lot of not being polished.
Oh, okay.
And like complications. And Michael McKean, you know, from, you know, Lenny from Laverne and Shirley.
Better Call Saul. He's in that.
Better Call Saul. Doug from This is Spinal Tap.
Yep.
He plays the president of the United States.
Oh.
And it is a delight. Like, it is a delight. So this show, look, you sometimes talk about, like, sometimes things don't have to be, you know, esoteric. They don't have to be transformative. They don't have to change the conversation about the entire culture. They can just be like, you watch it and you're like, well, that was good. I want to watch another one. Well, that was good. That's exactly what this show is. If you're just looking for something where you like, you don't have to think too hard. You do have to have, listen, I did have to have the closed captioning on because they are using a lot of like Secretary of State words that I did not understand.
Yeah.
But it is a fast moving. It ends. Listen, I was like, they just stuck it to Netflix because that freaking season ended on a cliffhanger. And I was like, I guess that's how they're going to get a season two. Like, because I was like, well, what? Wait, no, it was one of those. God, I just think it's the worst when you get to the end of an episode after maybe watching 8 in a row. And you're like, wait, what? No, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch Stranger Things.
Oh,
what are you doing?
I deserve closure. I deserve some answers.
I deserve
here.
Closure.
Well, so. It sounds from I haven't finished it yet. But I feel like it is, I think that we talked about the Netflix, New York Times article a couple months ago where they said, we're pivoting now. We want to make gourmet cheeseburgers. That's what it feels like right now. Just a gourmet cheeseburger of a show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not gonna
That's exactly
blow
right.
Your
so
mind,
it's you're not, yeah, it's not going to blow your mind, but you also aren't going to feel like, well, that was a waste of time.
Yeah.
That didn't have closure. That wasn't well done. Rufus Sewell. God. Very hot.
I'm interested what they do with him because he's got classic bad guy face and he's typically bad guy stuff. Yeah. You know, so I don't know how they're going to use that.
And that is what's great about him. You don't, you're like, are you a bad guy?
Yeah.
Are you a good guy? I can't tell. Do I like you? Do I not like you? What you doing with that lady in the light? I don't know. I love it.
My green light this week is the cinematic experience called Air. This is directed by Ben Affleck. It stars Viola Davis. It stars Matt Damon. It stars Jason Bateman. It stars Chris Tucker. This is the story of how Nike was able to sign Michael Jordan when he was coming out as a rookie and playing for the Chicago Bulls. I remember, and I think we talked about this a little bit, I was really disappointed in the trailer. It looked cheap. It didn't look good to
yes,
me.
That's right.
The movie, it's kind of like what you're talking about with The Diplomat. Like, it is, sometimes it's just nice to not wrestle a movie and not feel like ground down by 3 hours of CGI. Sometimes it's nice just to watch a simple story and you leave the theater feeling good about stuff. And maybe it's based in reality, maybe it's not, but it's just a fun time. And I feel like Ben Affleck has gotten really good at directing and just being in these movies where the stakes are not super high, but it's just a fun experience. And I really have started to enjoy him when he shows up and does like third, fourth on the call sheet, you know, very supporting character roles where he's there for a minute. I'm thinking of the movie, the medieval movie he did with Adam Driver, Jodie Comer, and Matt Damon. The name escapes me right now.
The Last Evil King.
The Last Duel. The Last Duel. Thank you. The Last Duel. Yeah. He's a king, and he's great. Or he's like a duke or something, but he's great in that as well. Small parts. Matt Damon is the great kind of vehicle to carry a movie. And then Viola Davis just comes in just like a hurricane, just throwing like emotional haymakers all over the place. And I'm really, this isn't a spoiler, but I was really impressed with how they managed to make this movie about Michael Jordan and about Michael Jordan signing with them, but not really needing to feature Michael Jordan at all. You know, they
placed the smoke and mirrors. Which is actually
perfect. Yeah. It's
because it would have been so distracting, right?
Oh,
if 100%. There had been like somebody trying to be Michael Jordan.
It'd be like, that's not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's alive. Why isn't Michael Jordan in this? It would be strange, but they navigated it so well. It's just fun experience. It's under 2 hours. Thank you, God. But it's really, really well done. I highly recommend. If you like entrepreneurship, if you like recent history, if you like sports, you'll really, really like this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Before we go, remember, anytime we do any shopping on Amazon, make sure you go to amazon.com/shop/thepodcast first. So you first use our affiliate link. For I didn't use that link this week, guys. Jamie, these are plantar fasciitis insoles.
Okay, so plantar fasciitis, which I have had and recovered from, it's a disorder of your heel, like the connective tissue, so it gives you pain. These have 64,000 reviews, 4.3 stars. There were more than 400 questions. They really fell into two categories. I counted 10 questions just about whether this included both the left and the right shoe insert. Who hurt you, Amazon shoppers? Of course it includes both. But then I found one person asking if they could order just one and pay half price. This is America. Thank you so much. But my favorite question was, what insert should I use just to keep my shoes clean? This person's just really don't have a heel problem. Just was like, should I spend $20 trying to keep the inside of my Converse clean? And Dimitri answered, this will keep your inside shoe clean, but it will also make you taller.
Wow.
Which I don't remember my inserts making me taller.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys, don't forget, if you sign up to become an annual BeFots by Friday, April 28th at midnight PST, then you will get a magic code to download all 8 Harry Potter cinema side pieces where Knox, Aaron, and I deep dive the movies. The link is in the show notes or head to knoxandjamie.com/annual. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JamieBGolden.
I'm Knox Coy. You can find me on the socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Make America great again.